Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with our deadly sister, Alex Hohe, Mara Law, and talk about Supply Nation and the work that's happening there. On the line, Alex, good morning, sis. How are you?
Good morning, Uncle Trav. I'm good, thank you.
Good, darling. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm a proud Murray Island woman from the Eastern Islands of the Torres Strait, currently working down on Turrbal Country in Brisbane.
Yeah, beautiful. So we're talking about Supply Nation. Give us an introduction to Supply Nation, please.
Sure. So Supply Nation is an independent body that brings together Indigenous businesses with procurement teams from government and corporate Australia. And basically, its aim is to facilitate relationships that can diversify the market and support Indigenous businesses in accessing procurement opportunities.
So what are the benefits, if you're an Indigenous business, to be part of Supply Nation?
So as an Indigenous business, if you've got 50% or more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander ownership, you can register for free as a supplier. And you can go down on the business directory. And the business directory is a resource that procurement teams can access when they're looking for suppliers. And essentially the next step is you can become Supply Nation certified, which is a little bit more in-depth. Mm-hmm. And becoming and maintaining certification, it needs an audit process. And to do that, you need to be 51% Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander owned and controlled. And basically, whether you're Supply Nation certified or registered, the Supply Nation members, who are the government and corporate bodies, they can then access the list of those businesses, and they're encouraged to use those within their procurement processes. So it can be a relationship that's beneficial for both sides.
Yeah, and it becomes like a marketing arm, so to speak, for your business, you know, and the fact that you're at the table and you know, you've got a foot in the door, it can open up opportunities, and it's good business networking as well, I like to think.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely creates that platform that might not otherwise naturally sort of exist.
And we're talking about a deadly black organisation there, black company, black business, Mara Law. Is Mara Law certified?
Yeah, so Mara Law, we're a Supply Nation certified supplier. So being 100% Indigenous owned and operated, and we have been since our early beginnings, so we've been Supply Nation certified since then. And seeing as we've been in it for a long time, we're very proud to have been named 2021 Certified Supplier of the Year.
Oh, too deadly.
Yeah, that was exciting. That was a big step for us. And we also had our principal lawyer, Leah Cameron, who was named Supply Nation's Businesswoman of the Year in 2021 as well.
And you weren't looking at any awards. You were just looking at a network or a platform to promote Mara Law. And here you are kicking goals.
Yeah, it's exciting. No, definitely you go in for the network, but the awards and the award night is a fun perk.
Yes. So how do businesses meet one another as such?
So basically the best way is by being on the register, and the procurement teams, they can see your info and they'll reach out to you directly. But another great event, another deadly event, is the Supply Nation Connect Trade Show, which is a trade show of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander businesses. And I was lucky enough to attend that one in Sydney this year. Good. And Mara Law, we had a stall there, and while I was there, it was great to get around and see all the different businesses all run by blackfellas, and it was a really inspiring event.
Yeah, fantastic. So what kind of stalls did you see?
So our mob are doing all sorts of things you wouldn't believe. We had mob there selling art, we had construction teams, we had consulting firms, Uncle Charlie was selling popcorn, we had cybersecurity teams. So it's not just for professional services, it really is in any area. There's so much going on, and we have blackfellas in every area that you can think of. One thing I'll say is after Supply Nation, it's a great time to be a black business.
Oh, beautiful. So what do I do if I want to become a Supply Nation registered or certified?
So if you are interested, you can head over to the Supply Nation website, and there are steps there on how to do it. And if you wanted support in becoming Supply Nation certified, you can give me a call at Marwa Law, and we can help you with the process.
Oh, fantastic. Alex, once again, Marwa Law. Who is Marwa Law?
Marwa Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm. We specialise in Indigenous land law and commercial law. And if you need advice, you can call us on 4041 3088.
And Supply Nation, Marwa Law, is a Supply Nation winner. You could say that too. Look, big shout out to the team there. And you've moved from Cairns to Brisbane with Marwa Law. How are you enjoying it down there, sister?
Yeah, it's cold down here, I'll say that. But other than that, it's been a really good move.
Yeah, fantastic. So Marwa Law, based in Cairns, Brisbane and Tasmania, is that right?
Yeah, Cairns, Brizzy, Tasmania, and also Melbourne.
And Melbourne as well. You guys becoming like a franchise, like a KFC.
Growing the footprint slowly.
Too deadly, my sister. Thank you very much. And big shout out to the team and also the principal lawyer, the owner there, to Leah Cameron. Big shout out to her as well. And thank you for sharing, Alex.
Awesome. Thanks, Uncle Chas.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
Adela
Yan there, that's Alex Hawhey, and she's with Marwa Law. And we're just talking about Supply Nation and the beautiful network and how you can promote your business being a part of that network and win awards as well, is what Marwa Law has done. So it's fantastic, a great opportunity to get your name out there, to network with other black people in business, and it just gives an opportunity where we can all rise together. You know the old phrase, high tide rises all ships. So we need to get it together, people. Fantastic opportunity. Supply Nation, do check it out, and thank you very much, Marwa Law. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
We moved on out of country some years ago. We moved on out of country some years ago. We moved a little further down the track. Came to a place called Roper River. We moved on out. We got lots of friends and family out here. We got lots of friends and family out here. I don't miss the city lights tonight. I miss my beer, tell you right. We got lots of friends and family out here. No more house we left our trolls behind. No more house we left our trolls behind. Oh, what a life is a life to live. The river has plenty and it will give. No more has we left our troubles behind. Music and gospel group, working for the money and jumping hoops. We got rock and roll and blues and reggae too. I'm singing this song for you to visit me. I'm singing this song for you to visit me. Well, you gotta get a permit from the NLC. It's a long, long way from society. I'm singing this song for you to visit me.
said you were with your mother, but she lives a thousand miles away. Said that you'd be out tonight with some of your old friends, but none of them live in this place. I just called to let you know that I'll be leaving when all the sand in the desert turns to gold. When the sun don't rise every morning, and that is when I will stop loving you. Seasons go, summer turns to winter, but the devil never changes its ways. I'm still here waiting on for my ship to come on here. Think I should have taken the train.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns in Yindji Country. That's BB and Bumba Bit Mini, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And I'd like to big shout out there to all our First Nation radio stations across the country, our Daily Black Network. And look, a very important day. We're talking about 30 years celebration, Mabo Day, when the since the High Court decision 1992, 30 years. And we're going to talk to Uncle Eddie Mabo's grandson. We've got Caleb Mabo on the line. Caleb, good morning. How are you?
Oh, to be damn. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, my brother, good. Look, we all know, but let the people know who don't know. Who your mob were you from, Caleb?
My family is the Mabo family. I'm from Mare Island, and my family reside in Laugh Village.
Beautiful, beautiful, brother. So it is 30 years since the High Court decision, 1992, that ruled in favour of your beautiful grandfather, Eddie Koki Mabo, and other claimants that their people had occupied the island of Mur in the Torres Straits prior to the arrival of the British. And the historic decision effectively recognised the existence of native title rights and rejected the concept of terra nullius, which had claimed Australia was a land belonging to no one prior to British occupation. And we all know that's all a big lie, eh, brother?
Yes, definitely.
So tell us about what your grandfather has done in regard to, well, First Nation people's existence and on land. It has moved the goalposts in more ways than one, hasn't it, Caleb?
Yes, definitely. So that High Court decision in 92, recognised Indigenous people as occupying the land prior to European settlement.
Yes.
Yeah. But that, I guess with that in itself, that recognition of native title came with strings too attached to it.
Yes.
The recognition was recognition under Commonwealth law. That recognition didn't recognise that we had constitutions already set up.
Mm.
So there's that conversation now where we need to have, okay, we've had this recognition that of native title, we are here, all of this, but now, you know, it's time for that next conversation of,
yes.
All right, let's get some conversations around sovereignty and what this looks like and give us
and the conversation should have been 30 years ago, if not 230 years ago, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And that's a kind of, I guess it's a conversation that's just pushed to the side a little bit, and yeah, and now I guess it's on. That's where we as Meriam people are. There's that conversation up here happening, and there'll be some more, I guess, releases from up here regarding what we see, what we would like to see as the next step post Mabo.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And look, and we celebrate the High Decision Court, but here we are later, 30 years later, still celebrating, but still. The information or the conversation is in the in tray. It's there's no decision to move forward. It's like they put a sheet on it, cover it up, what have you. But I always say oil always rises to the top. Sooner or later, they've got to have that yarn, the conversation, as you're saying, Caleb.
Exactly. And like for us here on Murray Island, there's systems like the Doggett laws.
Mm-hmm.
That the Doggett system that has come in, and that effectively abolishes native title.
Mm.
So it's like, well,
what was the High Court decision all about then?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a Clayton deal, isn't it? Sort of deal you got, you haven't got a deal.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how they treat...
Yeah.
Black people, First Nation people of this country, you know. We haven't got a treaty with the First Nation people. The government, Commonwealth, hasn't got a treaty with First Nation people. And even in the Constitution, Caleb, we are still not recognising the Constitution. You know? We are still flora and fauna. Bala, you coconut tree. I'm guava tree, you know. And we laugh about it, but the truth is the truth, isn't it, Caleb?
Yeah, that's it. It's a hard truth, but... It is the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And what would the Mabo family be doing in regard to celebration 30 years? Anything happening on Murray Island, brother?
So throughout this whole week, we started off on Sunday. They had a combined church service here.
Yes.
Sunday night. And then Monday week, different cultures around... with being dancers, storytelling, I guess.
Yes.
And then yesterday we had the school kids come down and conduct the same
good
stuff.
Good.
So everyone's stood up a little gazebo and decorated it and stuff.
Beautiful.
But us, the Peer Drum Clan, we've made the effort to stand up a we call it Akurumeta.
Mm-hmm.
It's a traditional roundhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've gone through, got all the bamboo and leaves, all the bay leaf, all the coconut leaves. Made the list and everything, and
brother.
If people would like to see any of that stuff, definitely. I've been putting up quite a lot of photos on that Facebook page, the Dr. Koiki Mabo Facebook page.
Facebook page, Doctor, is it Dr. Koiki Mabo?
Yes, it's Dr. Koiki Mabo.
K-O-I-K-I.
Yeah.
Mabo, beautiful.
So Mabo Day 2022.
Yep.
The Dr. Koiki Mabo Project.
Okay, beautiful.
And people can find photos of what's been happening throughout the week.
All right, brother. Yeah. That's good. Well, to all our listeners out there, hope you got that down. Facebook page, Dr. Koiki Mabo Project. Do check it out, all the photos. And thank you very much for sharing, my brother. And love going out to your family. And, Uncle Eddie Koiki Mabo with us in spirit, looking down at us and looking at his grandchildren. They're my brother. You are leading the way, my brother. Yeah. So thank you for that yarn.
Oh, thank you.
And happy celebration, my brother.
Yes, you too. And I guess there's still that there's that push there now from me and the National Native Title Council was together to get a petition together to get a fifth day as a national public holiday.
Yeah, that's
where
the
everyone
push.
Can
exactly.
celebrate and that way that message of what he actually achieved can get out there to the wider community because unfortunately not a lot of people know or understand who he was or what he is.
A black man standing up, brother. Stand up for his rights. Stand up for his people's rights. Yeah, beautiful. My brother Caleb, nice yarning with you. God bless and all the best to the family, my brother.
Yeah, thank you as well.
Big Yawa, we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, awesome. Well,
beautiful yarn there. Caleb Mabo, grandson of Eddie Koiki Mabo. And today we celebrate 30 years since a High Court decision back in 1992. And that ruled in favour of Eddie Koiki Mabo and other claimants that their people had occupied the island of Mur in the Torres Straits prior to the arrival of the British. And the historic decision effectively recognised the existence of native title rights and rejected the concept of terra nullius, which claimed Australia was a land belonging to no one prior to British occupation. Well, how? And also, the day also marks the end of National Reconciliation Week. But Reconciliation Week, it should be 52 weeks a year. There it is, my people. But thank you very much for your yarn. Caleb Mabo, you mob can add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We'll be right back. Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're
one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
From a warrior,
one generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity. Our spirit lives on and on.
Shabby got a rubber dub style. And worry about people no while. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, cock car, now you get them. To kick a ragga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All same clear, I'm the warrior, but me plan no while.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. From a warrior,
one generation from a warrior,
one generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yeah, yes, that's what we are.
Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're not civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're one generation from a warrior. From a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
yes, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
yes, that's what we are.
Say you know me, that is the loving and the memory is the numb because you can't raise it because you know you're loving. You know, it's even a come back. Insisting in the island styles. Only while all them upon wallers and our people upon you love when you kiss me that them is going to keep on.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolls by, breeze is blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild one-eyed tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place in just around by Mario Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild one-eyed tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way?
Hey, what do get on your mouth. It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM. We're coming to you live from the 30th anniversary for Mabo Day. I've got Uncle Peddler Morrison with me. Good morning.
Morning. Morning, my boy.
I got a question for you. What does Mabo Day mean to you in celebrating 30 years?
It's everything. It means everything, like for all the people and everywhere around Australia. The island. Yeah.
And any advice for the younger generation that hasn't celebrated Mabo Day before?
Yeah, some of them don't understand. That's why everybody come together now. They experience this. And so everybody learn something.
Thank you, Uncle Peddler. Hope you have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Sea, the throne. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM. We're coming to you live from the 30th anniversary for Mabo Day. And I got our Arab. Can you let listeners know what does Mabo Day mean to you in the Torres Strait community?
Yeah. So for me, Mabo Day, it means Kenya. When we win this, when Uncle Kweke we win the High Court decision, it proved to the government that we were here all the time. And it's also a stepping stone for sovereignty of Torres Strait Islanders. That's what it means to me. It shows the government that we have an identity. And that's what we celebrate every year, to tell Australia that we are here and we're still here. And hopefully we will make something out of what Mabo Day is. We just got to finish this walk. And the walk is to be a sovereign nation of our own people, our own identity. Esso.
Esso, thank you.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM. We're coming to you live from the 30th anniversary for Mabo Day. And I got my brother with me, William. My brother, can you let the listeners know who you mob and where you're from?
Oh, kapuki ga, William Missy, Mabiag Island. You know, based in Cairns here. But, I've got to come and share this one, Emyal, or Zenat Kes Islanders here. This one, big day, Bloyumi. We're going to come and stand up strong. The fight continues well.
And what does Mabo Day mean to you in the Torres Strait community of Cairns?
You know, I think, like when we think about Mabo, we chuck that thing out there all the time, just loosely. We got to really think about the fight and be God. That's what I said, I'm fight for them old people, Bloyumi. The fight for unity, the fight for the strength, Bloyumi, and the continuum of culture, Bloyumi. So we must stand up together strong. Wow.
Well, William, Esso, and thank you. Have a good day, eh?
Esso.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
So, allow me to introduce myself, because it's a dialogue moment, and I will be the master of ceremony, assisting Sister Patricia and Uncle Reggie. So, let's start with the first speakers and singers. The speaker will be Dr. Ms. Gail Mabo, ambassador of the 13th anniversary Mabo Day and eldest daughter of Dr. Edward Kweke Mabo. Please give her a round of applause.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land in which we gather. Because, you know, that's what Dad did. When he abolished Terra Nullius, he gave the right for all Indigenous people to speak their language, do their dances, and remember their songs. Because for a long time, they didn't. And so what he did was, when Terra Nullius was taken away, people can stand up proud now to say who we are, where we come from, as people. Before then, we were just individuals. But this is now 30 years on. Last Friday night, when I stood at the AFL game in Sydney, at the Sydney Cricket Ground, I stood in front of 64,000 people. When I bespeak I don't know Kweke, all that crowd, if you stand up. This is the change that we have come to 30 years on. It's because now non-Indigenous Australia are acknowledging what Mabo has done. It's sinking into their psyche. So they're understanding with Padam to say that he wasn't going to take the backyards of people in Sydney. He had his own backyard and the much better than that one. But for us, as Indigenous people, he's given us a bigger voice, a bigger platform. He's opened a door. But where do we go now? Who is the next one who's going to step through that door? Because people are standing, we only met our time now. But we have to move forward. So we need someone to come forth, to have an idea, to push people forward, to change what we're doing now, for the betterment of our Piknini. Because people come old now. It's time for them, new ones to come through. We have to empower them with the voices of their ancestors to make them stand up and be proud about who they are. I'm very proud of my dad. And for me, he's with all of us here today. Because his voice comes from all of us. It's not just my voice. It might be picked anywhere, but a voice, that voice will my voice come from everybody. Some people want to say that, you know, we should change the name for that day. It's like, wow. Dad took 10 years in high court. He was the first one to stand up and say, this is wrong. Then they put him after and stood by his side. Yep, he had to back down to let them come to get over the finishing line. But the court case bore his name, Mabo and others. So we have to remember all of those plaintiffs. And for me, it's that whole thing of the recognition of the day comes with many levels. The levels of understanding that what Dad did was for all of you, right? He wasn't just doing it just for Mary. He was doing it for all of the Torres Straits. To give them, you know, because... the line that is used for when he speaks about those fish, those prawn, and whatever is in that sea that belongs to me and my people, and that water we claim that I'm claiming in high court. He also adds on that shall be what my brothers from the Central Islands and the Western Islands shall also maintain to be a financial building block for people to move forward, to take themselves out of where they step away from government handout. Because we can change, but it's up to MIPA. It's our mindset now. We have to change the mindset of our people to move forward. And on that, let that be the chant of Mabo Day for the 30th anniversary. Thank you.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yeah. car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Cadillac, animal control car. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Cadillac, animal control car. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Cadillac, animal control car. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Cadillac, animal control car.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.